Another endorsement for Republican presidential frontrunner Mitt Romney ahead of Tuesday's primaries in Maryland and D.C. House Budget Committee Chairman Paul Ryan endorsing Romney for the GOP nomination. Also, Marco Rubio is endorsing Mitt Romney. The Wisconsin primary is on Tuesday, of course, which is why Ryan's endorsement has some importance.
Mm-hmm. And joining us to talk about it, Washington Week's Gwen Ifill. Good to have you back, Gwen.
Good to be here.
So not a bad week for Romney. Picks up endorsements from former President George H.W. Bush, Ryan, Marco Rubio. What do you make of it?
It feels like a concerted effort to try to shut this door. I was just listening to the Ryan endorsement, and it was one of those speeches where, you know, he talked about why he was a good, nice fellow from Janesville, Wisconsin, and why he ought to support Romney, and then he introduced him by saying, I'm excited, I'm encouraged, I'm enthused. And he said it just like that, without a lot of enthusiasm or excitement. And I think that's what you have. This is almost a clinical series of endorsements that are being rolled out. The message, as George H.W. Bush said it yesterday, it's like the old Kenny Rogers song. You've got to know when to hold them and when to fold them. And the signal is going out to everybody, starting with Jeb Bush last week and continuing this week, that Newt Gingrich and Rick Santorum and Ron Paul should step aside and let them get on with the business of trying to get a strong nominee.
But boy, that lack of enthusiasm is palpable in these endorsements, particularly Marco Rubio's endorsement.
Yeah, Marco Rubio was like, he's the last guy left standing, let's endorse him. Well, you know, these endorsements, all of them, would carry a lot more weight if they'd come earlier in the process. If, for instance, Marco Rubio had endorsed during the Florida primary, that would have had a big impact. There's something very workmanlike about this process at this stage. And the problem that's getting away with the workmanlike nature of it are two things. One is Romney's ability to step on his own story from time to time to time, as the president proved this week he can do as well. And the other thing is that there is this lack of enthusiasm. So what do you do about that? And why won't Gingrich step aside when it's clear he has no more money and isn't really running a full-fledged campaign? Why does Rick Santorum keep stepping up the pressure on Romney? It's interesting, and it doesn't make for a nice, neat conclusion.
What about Santorum? Are people you're talking to think that he still has a fighting chance?
Anyone knows anymore. There's nobody who thinks there's a mathematic way that he gets to the nomination. And even for a few weeks, it's been clear that his only path is to deny Romney the numbers he needs. But as you begin to look ahead in the next couple of states, in Wisconsin, Romney is way ahead. In Maryland, he's way ahead. And the big key is going to happen in Pennsylvania, which is Santorum's a home state. If Romney beats Santorum in his home state, a state, by the way, where he was turned out of office in 2006, when he was running for a Senate seat, it's unclear that he has a leg to stand on after that.
It is interesting. Thank you, Gwen.
Take care.
Washington Week with Gwen Ifill, a National Journal, airs tonight at 8 on TV 26.